Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government is lifting restrictions on settlement construction in East Jerusalem. The municipal authorities approved the building of hundreds of new homes, but the government postponed the annexation of a West Bank settlement. Russell Stone, professor emeritus at American University's Center of Israel Studies, spoke with VOA.
It shows you the extent to which American influence was affecting Israeli policy with regard to settlements. And now he thinks it's a new ballgame, or at least that there is a vacuum between now and when a new policy attitude is established by the Trump government.
Mr. Netanyahu also spoke by phone with the new U.S. President, Donald Trump, who invited him to the White House in February. The two spoke about the Iranian threat, Syria, and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. West African troops moved into the Gambian capital, Banjul, to secure President Adama Barrow's arrival from neighboring Senegal just hours after the former president, Yahya Jammeh, left the country. People took to the streets to celebrate Jammeh's departure and Barrow's leadership. This woman said under Jammeh they could never have gathered in the streets.
For me, today is independence because everybody has the right to speak. If he was here, he would not allow this crowd to stand here, and you would not have been allowed to come here.
There is no word right now on when Barrow will actually be returning to Banjul. A Cameroon military helicopter has crashed near the country's northern border with Nigeria, killing the commander of the nation's troops, and three others also died. General Jacob Koji was coordinating the fight against the Boko Haram insurgency that has left 25,000 dead. This is VOA News. White House says that President Trump will meet with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto at the White House on January 31st. During a staff swearing-in ceremony, Mr. Trump said immigration and the North American Free Trade Agreement will be on the agenda of their meeting. He also offered some help to the people of the U.S. state of Georgia, where a severe storm system spun off apparent tornadoes, scattering destruction while claiming at least 18 lives.
I just spoke with Governor Nathan Deal of Georgia. Great state, great people. Florida affected, Alabama affected by the tornadoes, and just expressed our sincere condolences for the lives taken. Tornadoes were vicious and powerful and strong, and they suffered greatly. So we'll be helping out the state of Georgia.
Across the U.S., in the state of California, the third and most powerful in a series of storms, pounded the southern part of the state, causing heavy flooding and raising concerns about damaging mudslides. California normally deals with droughts, even though in the winter rain is common, but not to this extent. Syria's warring factions are in the capital, Kazakhstan, for ceasefire talks today, hosted by Russia, Turkey, and Iran. Northeastern University analyst Yasser Munif tells VOA disagreements are emerging between Moscow and Damascus.
There is no need to make any concessions to the opposition, and that the infighting should go on and they should take over major regions around the Damascus area and in the south and the north. And the Russians want to move from playing a major role in the conflict and backing the Syrian regime to a position of being a host and a neutral power hosting the meeting and possibly a new agreement.
It is unclear whether the rebels and the Syrian government will be in face-to-face talks, which are aimed primarily at shoring up a nearly one-month ceasefire arranged by Russia and Turkey. After Sunday voting, the center-leaning Manuel Valls will face the more liberal Benoît Hamon in a runoff on January 29th, when the French left-leaning voters will choose their candidate to confront conservative and nationalist rivals in the presidential election. Hamon, a former education minister, won more than 36% of the vote to Valls' 31%. With Europe shifting to the right politically and the deeply unpopular current president, François Hollande, ruling himself out, competition expected to be tough for the socialist nominee in the race in the April-May presidential election. Biggest issues are European Union membership, immigration, and the economy. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.